The Jerry Jones Show brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Dallas Cowboys, and Ford, official vehicles of the Dallas Cowboys. Ford is the best in Texas. It's time for the Jerry Jones Show. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me pretty good?
We can hear you fantastic. Let me ask you about, you know, we've been standing out here for the last couple of days, really enjoying everything. The VIP treatment, it is so impressive what you guys do. How does that get done? How does that come about? And what do they get?
Well, first of all, the people that are here are critical to us putting a team on the field. And we know it, and we want them to know it. And so often, they are companies that have product or service that those are their best customers, especially here in California. For instance, let's just say you had a Pepsi or you had a Miller, and they had associates or they had key business here in California, then it's a great opportunity for them to come out. And I really want them to be treated as though they were owner of the Cowboys. And so I do want them to not only get a sense of what it's like to be right there at practice, right on the field, but also get a sense of, we've got 90 players out there, and of course your coaches are at a period of time where there's a lot of teaching going on, and you get a good look at football right there.
How many phone calls do you get from, you know, Uncle Bobby, Aunt Ruth, and your third cousin, once removed, Larry, when it's time for Cowboys camp? Do they all want an invitation out here?
Jane, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
The facts are that I have about 30 first, second cousins that live here in California. To go to me specifically, and I was actually born here in California, and my parents moved actually back to the Arkansas, Texas area when I was small. But when I can, I do encourage them. I've had some of my aunts come out, and it was great, and set them up and let them be right there. I had one aunt that needed to sit down from time to time, and we gave her a good look at what was going on right in that end zone down there where some good drills were going on. And so I was standing there with a group the other day, and a guy named my great friend and associate, Roosevelt Riley, was there. He has a daughter that's one of the great basketball players in the country. And so the players were coming that way, and I said, "Rosie, you get the first one to protect our fans. I'll get the next two."
We're speaking with Jerry Jones, the Jerry Jones Show on Elvin Slater Show, 105.3 The Fan, the home of the Dallas Cowboys. You had an incredible crowd out here on Sunday, maybe one of the biggest ever in Oxnard. And from what I gather, it's the perfect setup for you and the team. Are you going to be here always, or maybe move it elsewhere?
Well, you know, we certainly have a strong feeling about San Antonio because of all of our fans in San Antonio. We have exactly the same percentage of Cowboys, that a percent of the population in San Antonio, as we do in Dallas. I think it's about 97% of fans. So that's going to always be in the back of our minds about spending some time in San Antonio. But on the other hand, this is good for us. We get a lot of work done. There's a lot of things that work out here. We feel at home here because of the fact that now I believe we've this makes the 33rd or 34th year that we've practiced in this immediate area. Thousand Oaks is just about 20 miles away. So anyway, it's a neat deal. We have generations of fans out here, and it's exciting. Now, what that encouraged us to do the other day, we've been hinting around to people here with Oxnard that we need some bleachers that handle about two or three times the numbers that we have, and I think that made a good point for it the other day. So we'll probably be expanding our seating capacity. I don't know what we're going to do about the parking because we actually had to turn away literally several thousand people the other day.
Well, Jerry, right now I'm looking outside and I'm seeing TV production trucks. Looks like you guys are possibly lending out the field to shoot the league. We had movie stars here over the weekend. Any other surprises out at Cowboys camp?
Well, of course, you know that, and we've mentioned this, I think, that being so close to Los Angeles, we get all the time NFL fans and Cowboy fans that want to drop in, that are in the movies, that are a part of the great industry, production industry that you have here in Los Angeles. That's part of it. I know one year my great friend Kevin Costner asked me and my family to stay at his place just up the road about 15, 20 minutes right on the ocean and said, look, if you, I know you're here at camp, but if you want to stay in my house, well, I don't mind telling you, I had a lot of the females in my family really wanting to stay in that house. I can't
figure this. Yeah, he didn't have to twist your arm too much, right? Jerry, Mike Jenkins apparently was not approved by Dr. James Andrews to resume contact practice. What's the latest that you know on him, maybe a timetable for Mike Jenkins?
Well, I think we'll be pretty patient there because we've got the depth, and I'm not going to guess on a timetable, but he will resume conditioning. We know Mike knows how to play. He'll need to get in real good shape as we and have that challenge to get his legs, to get the rest of his game in shape. So we'll see how that works. But we've got a month before we open that first game. That's a lot of rehab time.
Staying in the defensive backfield, I mean, we know about Morris Claiborne waiting to get him ready to go. Now, of course, you know about Mike Jenkins. And it's opening up the door for a lot of guys. Brandon Carr has been phenomenal so far. Barry Church seems to be very good. But Matt Johnson finally getting on the field, and there's some young guys like Danny McCray, another opportunity for them.
Yeah. Danny's just really has evolved and advanced. He's our best special teams player. And so he's going to make the squad. But I'm real pleased with he's very smart. And the safety needs to be smart, and I'm very pleased with how he's playing. It's important that he be a contributor because he's going to be on the guys that we dress out every game day. But I'm excited about Johnson getting on the field, Matt Johnson, because he's comes naturally aware. He's a big had a great career intercepting the ball, plays the ball well, coach's son. What does that mean? That just means he grew up around osmosis and has got a sense for it. So he's got good instincts. I know we're getting way ahead of ourselves considering the time we've had him, but he's got a chance to really help us.
Staying with the safety position, what ultimately led to Brodney Poole getting the axe?
Oh, I think the fact that Church was coming on as strong as he was coming on, Rodney's he's not that special on special teams. That's not his game. And if he were not the starter, then he wouldn't be a contributor on special teams. That really puts us in a bind on our numbers. And frankly, Church, fact that Johnson, fact that McCray, all these guys, we've got two or three other young players, a Butler that we can swing back and forth the corner out there, Mario Butler. So all of those things gave us a chance to look at it and make some room here. We're gonna have some hard cuts here when we take this in that group of 90 to 53.
Among those latest injuries, Miles Austin continuing to have hamstring issues. Does that concern you guys at all?
Yes, you know, in the big picture, it wouldn't have. Had he not had the real issues that we had last year. This is not an ordinance for a receiver and or any player, but certainly a receiver, to take a few days off because of tightening hamstring. You don't want to go ahead and create a real problem. So it's caution. It's being conservative, but still that's what we ought to do. Now, in light of what happened last year, then that adds a different perspective, and I think that's what is on our mind as well. But these things are hard to manage. We've got some good people that can manage it, and Miles got a good sense. He's pretty sophisticated when it comes to understanding what his issues are there.
Speaking with Jerry Jones, Jerry Jones Show on Elf and Slater Show on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Martellus Bennett, as we all know, was sent packing to some team in New York. I can't remember what their names are. And then you drafted James Hanna. And we noticed yesterday that Alex Albright, your favorite last year in San Antonio, had a little couple snaps at tight end. What's that all about?
Well, I think that's showing that they're trying to have a spot for Albright. And there's no question that he's a coach's favorite. And but one of the ways to solve and have a roster that, let's say, shades your tight ends to receiver types as opposed to pure blocking types. Their tight ends, Jay Novacek was a great example, although Jay could block. But they're tight ends that really are top receivers, good matchups against corners and really linebackers as well. And then you got the almost the tackle, the blocker. Well, the position really calls for both. And what it really calls for is a player that can do both very well. Certainly Jason Witten falls in that category with an emphasis on his ability to get open and catch. Having said all of that, that allows you to bring a defensive linebacker or bring an offensive lineman in there to be your blocking tight end. That allows you roster flexibility.
Because the backup quarterback is such a big deal and you got the best backup quarterback in all of football, are you going to have three quarterbacks on this roster? Is there a need for it?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I don't know at this time. We'll see how it plays out with McGee. And Steven has got a challenge. It's good. You should have three quarterbacks ready to go in case certainly you have the issue with the second one, which we don't even want to have that. But bottom line is that I can't tell you right now whether there's a possibility that we could have a player at the bottom of our roster that we just don't want to cut, and where you can make some room is go with two quarterbacks. We've done it before. Other teams have done it. It's dicey.
Cole Beasley, can you pull back the curtain a little bit for us and share with us your discussions with Cole after his decision this weekend and then his decision to come back?
Well, frankly, I haven't talked to him. And that was pretty much his decision. I don't know that any of us have delved or know what motivated him or prompted him to take a leave. I certainly don't know what inspired him to get back, other than the fact that he's a really good football player. He came from a football family, coach's background. It was very surprising when he left. It didn't surprise me at all that he turned around and came back. I did that two times when I was a young guy in football. Backed him up, got reminded when I got home that how much I loved the game, and so it didn't take me long to get back. It's hard. And there's a lot of guys that have played this game that thought about that played it well, that thought about not playing it because it demands a lot. I remember we used to give 60 scholarships when I was in college, and it was just so common when you hit this period of time, the two-a-days, the drudgery. Those suitcases would be popping open and leaving in the middle of the night, almost like a train station. It's a hard time.
What is it about Cole Beasley that this team likes?
Oh, I like his he's a great competitor. He's smart. It looks like, I don't want to get ahead of us, but it really looks like he's instinctive at getting open. He just knows where the holes are. He's very small. He's quick. His size is the big question mark. There's no question in my mind right now that he can catch, that he can get open, that he knows how to run routes and knows where he's supposed to be. The question is whether or not his size is too compromising.
You got me a little nervous, Jerry, when you said that you hadn't talked to him yet. I was going to say, don't get pissed off at him. You know, last time you didn't talk to somebody, you got mad at Des.
Well, that's not the case. That thing happened, and it is, they say, come and gone before I had a chance to look at it.
All right, now, we understand the other day we got a chance to say hello to you on the field, and you're working on your Skyping. Are we correct about that?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I want our fans to know how pretty you are. I don't know if y'all talk about that enough over the air, but now, folks, she's good looking.
I'm blushing, Jerry.
It made me get up. It made me comb my hair before I got on the show this morning.
Now, Jerry, hold on.
I got to catch you back there, Jerry.
Well, let's pull back the curtain a little bit, because Jerry was so great. Because Jerry, when we went up and said hello, Jerry says, well, I'm going to have to get my A game on. Well, one of the things we appreciate every week is when we have you on the show, because we talk to you on the field, how much fun you are to have on, talking football, talking Cowboys, talking life in general. And I like the fact that you enjoyed the T-shirts we had, and we're going to give you a couple of those today that we had made.
Well, we'll put them on, and I think we ought to show them off up there against those Raiders.
I'll tell you what I got. I've got a box coming today. And I will find you and Rich today, and I'll make sure you guys got plenty of the shirts, and you can show them off to those. Do you want the ones that says, it's a process, or Du Bois kick ass? What would you like?
Well,
you can have both, actually.
Put them both out there, but I want to tell you a story. In the end zone, when we go play the Raiders in Oakland, there'll be that great maddest, meanest, roughest talking bunch you've ever seen, with all the stuff on, and just the Raider Nation, that'll be right there, and they are calling me everything that you can see. When I walk right up to them, though, in the end zone and start shaking their hands and what have you, you look in their eyes, and their attorneys behind there, their doctors behind there, and they're just out there letting it loose and raising hell, and they're just as nice as they can be. But it's a lot of fun to go up there and play. I'm going to miss that Al Davis when we go up there.
You know what you need?
It just will not be the same.
You remember the sign when we were in Austin, they had the big commitment to excellence sign that Al would literally bring that and stick it in the end zone. You could actually have one made that says commitment to excellence, my ass.
Well, out of respect, I'm not going to go there this morning. I've got a different hat on this morning, but... Boy, we had a good time. He was a lot of fun, and he's good for football. But I remember when he did come to Austin, he set his little stand up out there and had some Raider memorabilia that he was selling. He called and asked me, said, can I set my stand up and maybe sell a little memorabilia? And I said, well, Al, I said, I'm going to have to put some people over there to go up. I said, I hate for it to go out there and nobody buy one. I said, I'll get some of my friends to go by and buy it, okay? As long as you'll buy it back after practice.
I got to tell you, Jerry, one of my first impressions being out here at Oxnard is, you know, Des is one of the stars on the field, but you're kind of the star off the field. What's it like being the rock star when all the fans want your autograph, the owner?
Well, you know, I've never taken that personally in any way, and I mean it. It's part of being the Cowboys, and I still am very excited about getting to do it. And I like for the ones that want to, our fans, be a part of it and get a sense of what that's like. And I do appreciate them being out there. It's tough for players to get over there and say hello to a lot of them, although they do, and that's a great deal. And I know the old days, they used to come out here and literally spend a lot of time with the fans of Thousand Oaks. That's harder to do today. We got them running pretty good, and it's a little different situation. But I like to do that since our players can't do it as much. But it's a great feeling to be a part of the Cowboys now. There's nothing. I know I get a lot of negative stuff written, and I'm not complaining about that. That's not my life. When I'm out anywhere I am, had ever been since being with the Cowboys, I'm treated like a king, and I appreciate it.
Well, since we're out here the rest of this week, we had a chance to go out to a very nice dinner at Cafe Fiore, and we saw your son Steven and his family. Any other suggestions out here while we're here?
Well, you know, I just have to tell you this. I'm a fish guy, and this is a place to eat that halibut. I can't pass one of those places up out here to stop in and eating some of them. So I'm a big fish man while I'm out here. It's great stuff.
And what's it called?
Halibut. Halibut. The fish. Halibut.
Oh, okay. I thought it was perch. The name of the restaurant.
We're just going to have it for the halibut.
No. I'm sorry. But it's for like perch, halibut, catfish. Name it.
We're all in it. We love it. Jerry, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll see you out here today, and I will get you both styles of both shirts, and you can show them off to all the Raiders. How's that?
You bet, guys. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks so much. Jerry Jones Show brought to you by...
Good morning.
Jerry Jones Show brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Dallas Cowboys, and Ford, official vehicles of the Dallas Cowboys. Ford is the best in Texas.